China's currency is predicted to be one of the main investment currencies into the future, and then looking to 5 years' time duration, it will be fully convertible, according to the session we had this morning. But what still has to be done from the perspectives of the Chinese policymakers?
So I believe we're going to see more and more deregulation across the board. What areas we think, from a UK perspective, are going to bear the most fruit? You know, we see the opportunities within asset management and the opportunities within banking and capital markets being very, very significant in terms of opening up the market more fully. What do I mean by that? The banking community is still expanding. If you look at London, who has just been ranked as the number one global financial center again, and more Chinese banks are coming to collaborate in London and partner there. Are they using exclusively RMB? Absolutely not. Chinese banks are using euros. They're using US dollars. They're using GBP. They're using yen. They're using RMB in London because London is a liquid pool of investable assets. And so getting that liberalization so that Chinese banks can do more in the UK and elsewhere across outside the borders of China is really important. The quid pro quo on that one is obviously for financial institutions from around the world to also be able to participate domestically in the Chinese marketplace. And when that happens, then we have the blurring of the line between offshore and onshore RMB. And I think that is one of the key steps in terms of making that internationalization come to fruition.
Earlier this year, the UK surprised the world when it became the first Western economy to announce its participation in the China-led initiative, AIIB. And the City of London has also made great efforts to become the hub of RMB internationalization in Europe, and Britain proudly presents itself as a leading recipient of Chinese FDI in Europe. The UK has been very open to Chinese investments. We see humongous amount of capital there from the Chinese companies, you know, investing in the property market there in the UK. So why is UK presenting such keenness to support China's financial internationalization? What benefits can the UK get?
Well, the UK takes its view from the point of view of what's going to happen in the future. Most recently, with the during the economic and financial dialogue, George Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, used the phrase that we want to be the best partner in the West for China. And in order to do that, I think we really need to look at the big picture and the strategy between the two countries. One of the key strategies of Xi Jinping is the One Belt, One Road strategy. And part of that, and a key part of that, is infrastructure building, not in the borders of China, certainly not in the borders of the UK, but through the overland and maritime routes, building up ports, infrastructure, airports, rail, etc. But it also means bringing prosperity to countries that are linking between Europe and China. Why do I bring this up? Because, you know, why do we join the AIIB? Why are we becoming a RMB internationalization center? It is to put the UK's best foot forward in being able to be a partner for China in that initiative. You know, often it comes in the form of services. UK is a very service-led economy, and I know China is building up its service sector and increasing its percentage of GDP that comes from services. Many of the initiatives along the One Belt, One Road require services, be they financing, structured financing, be they professional services, building services, contracting services. The UK is also a leader in PPP, public-private partnerships, and this is an area that we would like to collaborate.